All right, we are live.
We are live. Do you know what today is?
Monday.
It is Monday. It is. It's also National Princess Day.
National Princess Day.
Yeah.
Are you going to dress up or something? Or
no, but I'm curious. Do you have a favorite fictional princess that's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite fictional, but I have a favorite non-fictional
Who's
princess.
Who's your favorite non-fictional princess?
You.
Oh. Now you're going to say
Who's
like
your
princess
favorite princess?
Die. Okay, if you know what movie this fictional princess is from, I will take you out to dinner tonight.
Okay.
Okay, on me. Princess of Genova.
Not even a guess.
No, you got to give one guess. It's not a cartoon. And it is a Disney movie.
I have no idea.
Anne Hathaway?
Princess Diaries?
Yay!
Is that Disney?
Yeah.
That's so crazy. I just, I didn't show it to you yet, but I just got Disney Plus.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, because I saw that Verizon, if you're whatever with Verizon, you can get it for free. And I was like, let me just see. And so I have a whole year free. I just set it up.
Got to put your light on, baby.
Oh, I do. Let me put that on real quick. So the homepage, so it's basic. I mean, it's identical to Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's more like Netflix than Hulu because it's its own content.
Well, for anyone listening, Disney Plus is a new streaming service by Disney, and it is basically streaming every single Disney movie you could ever imagine. So from classics to nostalgic favorites to it's also Star Wars and National Geographic.
Disney, Pixar, Marvel. Star Wars, National Geographic, and they have originals.
Yeah.
They don't have many yet, but just think how Netflix, when they first did Orange is the New Black, it was kind of like, huh.
Right.
And now there's like a new original every week.
I saw too, they have a lot of different shows. So like High School Musical, they have a new series.
Yeah.
And I heard it was really good. And then also Kristen Bell has a show called Encore, where they go back to the high schools and you re-perform. So they find like a cast from 10 years ago that all graduated in
a reality show?
Yeah. And it's solely on Disney Plus.
Ah.
So they do have that kind of original content.
Yeah, it's right here. Encore, Captain Marvel. But it's identical to the same format. They got their originals, they've got movies. And here's what's interesting about the movies. Of course, you think of like, you know,
Motocross. Just My Luck, Get a Clue, Smart House, Xenon, The Cheetah Girls.
I don't know
girls.
Any of those, but
every amazing Disney original.
They've got like Cars, Guardians of the Galaxy, Lion King, Inside Out, Tangled, Finding Dory, Monsters University, Zootopia, Toy Story, Aladdin, Little Mermaid. I mean, 10 Things I Hate About You is a Disney film.
Well, yeah, that would make sense.
Is it? I mean, obviously, because it's here.
I think just the
10 Things I Hate About You, yeah. 101 Dalmatians. This is really, really neat.
Well, you know what's cool too? Because they have a bunch of different sections on the actual streaming platform. So you can kind of look through categories. And one of them is nostalgic movies. And it was when like Disney was in its prime. And so a lot of my mommy friends now, I've been seeing just stories and posts all weekend long because they're like, I'm finally rewatching my favorite movie from when I grew up, but I'm showing my kids. So like they're making their kids watch it, but they also get to enjoy the magic, you know, that was their favorite movie when they were younger. So kind of like weaves all these generations together, you know, with upcoming generations. It's kind of crazy.
And I'm also interested too, because now Netflix is going to have competition, but this has got to be just the start of it.
Yes. And I, you know, the one thing I did see that Disney Plus does not have, you know how on Netflix you can go and it'll say continue watching, or you can see how long you've watched something or what you're watching. It apparently does not have that feature. So if I pull up Disney Plus, I can't go, ooh, watch again, or ooh, continue watching, which is kind of a really big feature, but I suppose it's just brand new and they'll probably add that in.
Well, here's this is what's interesting about being second, is they got to watch Netflix and see any problems that they were having. One of the big problems that Netflix is having, and they might change this, is when Stranger Things comes out, as an example, people will spend the $12, binge the whole season, and then
cancel.
Cancel. And with Disney Plus, the new show they have, they're doing it, I think, a week at a time.
Really?
Because they don't want people just to do $12, then cancel, $12, so and cancel. Smart. And here's my thing with that, is I get if people need to save money, but you're also doing it with a luxury item. Like you're beating the system on a luxury entertainment item.
Right.
So it's like, you know, people can afford it or they wouldn't even spend the $12 in general. But in order for you to have all the original Netflix, all this Disney stuff, all these great movies, support the platform.
Well, because think about if you're going to buy it from iTunes or like, can you do that anymore? Or did they pull that?
I think you can only, let me look it up on iTunes.
That's actually interesting. So what I was going to say, if you're going to rent or purchase all of those movies, you'd really rack up a hefty bill.
That's another really good point. Well, what's a Disney movie?
Try Get a Clue. One of my favorite Lindsay Lohan movies.
It seems like they wouldn't pull it to purchase because...
it still would make money. But from what I read a long time ago is they wanted to make it exclusive to the platform. Yeah. It's not there?
I don't think so. What's like another like...
a more popular one, like Toy Story?
Toy Story... Toy Story 1, 2, 3, and 4, they're you can all there. Buy. Now... another thing on Disney Plus, though, is that they have coming soon. So like the Avengers, or I'm just throwing out a name, but yeah. They have a contract with Netflix or maybe with Apple until June of 2020 where they get to use it. So they might slowly, when the contracts end, take
they're
everything.
Gonna take it all away.
Because they're going to want people, and because why would you want someone to rent three movies when you can use that $12 and just be a part of the platform? It's actually only $6.99.
I know. It's...
as of now, Netflix started it's cheap, true. And they've ratcheted up. But I don't mind it. I love that it's like what they're bringing to us, and there's no commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you pay $12 or whatever it is, or here for $7. I'm all for it. I think it's convenient. I think it's awesome, and I think it's the start of something really cool because that's the future.
Can I pick a Disney film that we'll watch tonight?
Maybe.
Like one of my favorites.
I think it'd be cool to watch one that
check it out. Because you didn't watch Disney at all growing up.
Disney movies. But I didn't watch any Disney shows, no.
Any Disney
shows. I didn't watch any Nickelodeon either.
You know, it's just so funny when I think of you as like a kid or a child. Because I know you now and your soul is such like an old wise man. And I just can't imagine you as a kid. And then... I think about that time when we watched, when we watched some home videos of you at your parents' house and like you guys, I think, were decorating the Christmas tree and you were just like bossing your mom around with the way you were putting she was putting the ornaments on. Like you had a real specific way.
Yeah.
It just makes me laugh so hard because I can see those qualities were always there. Like you just like to be in charge and you know how things should be and how like everything should be monitored and how it should go. And it's just so funny.
It's odd to see yourself as a kid because you didn't have a perspective.
Yeah.
You were just living.
Yeah.
So when you watch that. But yeah, I don't really remember. I'll have to ask my parents more about it because we watched some of my, you know, those videos of me young. But I just was 24/7 just school and then sports. Like we played outside. We built forts. Like I don't think I was ever really watching much TV. Like I wasn't like what are some Nickelodeon shows? Like I don't think I watched Nickelodeon. I didn't watch Disney.
You didn't watch like Hey Arnold, Rugrats?
Mm-mm. Huh. I know of Rugrats because my cousin Cherie watched. I know of all these, you know.
You never watched them.
Mm-mm.
That's so interesting because, I mean, I was active too and, you know, did a lot of sports and all that. But I loved my Nickelodeon, my Disney movies.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like I think I watched like cartoons, like on Cartoon Network maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You're just always hustling. No, yeah. Time for television.
I had to have watched. I played a lot of video games, you know, but yeah. So I'm really interested to just see the future of essentially, you know, is cable going to go away? Like, are we just going to?
I think eventually we have cable now, and one of my favorite guilty pleasure shows right now is called Love After Lockup. And I think it's on WeTV, but I watch all of it on my laptop and buy it through iTunes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really use cable.
No. Crazy? And it's even just the live stuff, you know? It's like if you're going to watch the Super Bowl, the Oscars, or like it's basically sports, but I think Hulu's already streaming it. And I think even YouTube and like when the impeachment hearing or like all the political or like big news is all being streamed live, I think on YouTube. And so it's just moving in that direction. And that's what I'm interested in the next few years. You know, to circle back to even the days thing, that I'm more concerned, not concerned because I love innovation.
Yeah.
Is, you know, it, what's going to happen in the next 3 to 5 years of shifting? Is NBC just going to do exclusive content on NBC.com? Are they going to move away? And then how do you, you know, I don't know. And then Facebook or Apple and Facebook and Amazon, I mean, all these players are in the game.
Yeah.
Hulu Originals.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where it's all going to be.
Even
but
Amazon, have you heard much about the Amazon Originals?
I've heard of some, but for some reason there hasn't
it's
been
not like
a
taken off.
I mean, maybe for us, I'm sure there's some very popular like award winning shows on there that we
didn't
just
Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. I think they have a show
just started. I think right? it's I don't know what the name of it.
Maybe that'll make it pop, or maybe it already is, and I just don't.
Yeah,
know.
No, it'll just take like an Orange is the New Black type thing.
Yeah, we're just living through a very interesting time, though. We don't realize what a big mark this is going to make in history with, you know, the internet and everything that's changing, and we're living through it. So we're like, oh yeah, it's not that big of a deal, but it's going to be the pioneer for everything in the future.
Well, and it's interesting too, because I heard, I think it was Gary Vaynerchuk who said it too, is like, or someone said it, where right now everyone's going to split and do their own thing. And then it's just going to take 5, 10, 15, 20 years before a big company comes, drops $3 trillion, buys Netflix, and then and then aggregates it again, just like cable has or TV. And then now you have the same company who has Netflix channel, and it's the same thing again. So, but there's a lot of attention, and that's why I love that we're in the game. I love that we're on YouTube and that we're basically, you know, they have 100 million subscribers. We've got, while making this, around 3,500, 3,600 subscribers. We're on our way, you know, but we have our own channel with our stuff on it. And it's really cool. So it's like, I love that we can all create, we can all participate, and everyone's just looking for people's attention. Be like, what can we do that's interesting that people are going to gravitate towards and want to come back? What's going to make someone watch us rather than a new episode of the High School Musical?
Right.
So it's all this big game right now, and it's really fun. But I just love that we have the option that we can all play.
But you know what else is so crazy? When we had like our kids' kids, our grandchildren, they're going to be able to go back and watch our videos from when we were young. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's never happened before. I mean, sure, they have, like, VHS, but they're going to be able to just go and check the channel out and watch the show. Hey, grandkids, what's up? You know, like, it's crazy.
I feel when I watch videos, though, of, like, my grandparents, or, like, even when my parents were first with the camcorder, no one really cared to be on camera.
No.
They were all very much like, hi, or it'd be like, Freddie, it's like, pick that up. Or like, no one, now people are producing content.
Absolutely.
We are very intentional about what we're doing. Where back in the day, you were just caught on camera. I didn't get to know what my, like, what was my Papa Dave like at 32 when he was my
age?
That's
what I'm saying.
And you know, you can hear stories, but I mean, like, how, we're going to be the first generation that you can look back and really get to know, like, our great-great-great-great-grandkids can get to know who we really are.
But that's so cool.
More than just a random black and white crappy-ass photo that they had back in the day. We've come a long way.
Man.
You ever see those old photos?
Of
They're stuck together.
Of course.
It's all like this weird rusty orangish color.
Yeah, a little off-white.
Yeah, it's like a color that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. I'm excited to live through this time. I think so much is going to happen in the next 30 years, 60 years. It's going to be pretty cray-cray.
And then the first step is the Apple AR glasses that are projected to come out late 2020.
What is that again? Tell me. I know you were
It's going to. So from what I'm hearing is that it's going to be an accessory just like the ear pods and the watch. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to replace the phone as of yet because it needs that power to be able to run. But it's going to be normal like glasses that you wear, and it's going to project everything in augmented reality for you. So instead of having to look at your phone, you'll be able to look straight in like your text messages. You can swipe out of the way. You can find a blank wall and put up Netflix and just watch it. Your driving directions will be in augmented reality. So when it says to make a turn, you're going to see the blue Google Maps or the Apple Maps or whatever. You're going to be able to be driving and see that the roads are blue, like where to go, the arrows. This is less than a year away.
See, it's crazy because I love technology. I think all this sounds so cool, but I also am such a creature of habit, and that just kind of stresses me out a little bit.
I love all of it.
Because it's something new. I know.
I love new, interesting things. I'm down. Yeah. Well, they already have it. We already have it. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk already said we are half cyborg now. Yeah. Everything. Our phone is a part of us, and even Apple and all these companies are getting us used to having a device on us. And then soon it'll be in us, and it'll all just be right there. But with the glasses, are gonna with face recognition, like will there be a point where I can have my? Because you know how Facebook recognizes, like, do you want to tag Alyssa Tabbitt in this photo? I'm like, they know your face. Mm-hmm. So if I look at you, or I were to meet someone in the mall, or at a bar, or at a party, or at an event, and I have my augmented glasses on, and it recognizes you and pulls up your Facebook. Oh, this is Amy Smith. She's 39. She lives in Los Angeles. She went to this school. And I'm like, oh, hi, Amy. Nice to meet you. Oh, you're single. You're married. Your last post was this. Yeah. You know,
it's
like
kind of like Black Mirror. Remember that one episode where it was all about basically you could see someone and you could see their score above their head, like what people rated them.
What people? Yeah.
What's her name? Bryce Dallas Howard? Is that her name? I think she was the one who was in that. But it was so crazy because this woman made herself crazy because people started giving her like bad ratings and she just wanted to be like loved and accepted. And she ended up going nuts. And like,
I do remember really that crazy episode. Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting. I don't think it would ever get to that, and I would hate that. But I think it's kind of cool to be able to know, like, stats right away. Or maybe it's someone that I met, like, a year ago. I'm like, shoot, what's their name? And you just look at them, and it's
right there.
It's crazy.
Well, they were also saying, too, that augmented reality is kind of is being overlooked because everyone's talking about VR, where VR is still years away, and it's more going to be for gaming and entertainment. But augmented reality has just been growing and growing. And all we really know is that IKEA has that where you can, like, in augmented reality through your phone, place a bookshelf and you can in 3D, and it even has shadows of where you are and what's going on. And then a Pokemon Go. But that's going to be implemented into our life before VR. Because we did VR in New Jersey.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was cool. But I'm not, like, voice and VR have a long way to go.
Long way.
Like voice, and like even today, I was asking, I don't want to say it 'cause she'll come on, but I was asking my phone or my car, like, where's the nearest bank? Because I was in a new area. I was like, where is this again? Because remember, we only went there once, and it just wouldn't.
Didn't pick up.
The Echo Show that we got for the Day of Days gift. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like you ask, like, can you play this song? Can you tell me the temperature?
Well, I think
it's
the problem,
not advanced
though,
enough yet to be that cool.
Is that. Because that's an Amazon product, correct? Mm-hmm. So I think, especially what I've noticed when we asked it to play different songs, it just didn't have that song in its database because I don't think Amazon has the rights or whatever it might be. So it just has like a long way because I feel there were so many times I asked it to play a specific song and she's like, you might like this song instead. You might like this playlist.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's still incredible that it knows exactly what you're saying.
Amazing.
So I'm impressed in that sense, but I think our what's the word I'm looking for? Our standards are so high because I'm like, there's cars driving themselves, there's face recognition. It's like I just want you to play a song and like you get it right most of the time, or like I just want it to be more conversational. I can say, hey, we want to go to a movie. Mm-hmm. What's closest to, but like not have to like wait and then like I just want to be like an assistant following me around going, yep, Freddie, I looked it up. Here you go. Like, and it'll eventually get there.
We're spoiled. Our attention span is smaller and smaller every day because of all of this stuff that we have at our hands and our fingertips so quickly that something like that, we're like, oh, you can't play every song.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane. Our grandparents probably could never imagine that this would be reality when they were our age, you know?
And it's really interesting to me how I love to talk to my grandparents about this. It's like there's a lot of grandparents that hopped on. Like your grandma's 80 what?
89. She'll be
and she's on Facebook.
Year. Oh yeah.
But it's interesting to me how some people have just written off. They're like 72, 88. They could live another 12 years and they've written off like, oh, let me go get an Alexa. Or like, I don't want, you know what I mean? Like it's so foreign to them and so different that, you know, I've just always been interested. I'm interested.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like even my grandpa, he lived until 95. And right before he passed, I had sent him a CD player. And with all of his favorite CDs, because that was like the highest standard of technology that he was interested in learning. Yeah. He never got a smartphone. Like he just wasn't into it. He never even really got onto the computer. He's 95, you know, he's like, I like my life. I'm good. Like you guys have fun with your technology. You know, like I think you probably just hit a certain age where you're like, I'm good. Let me live.
I know. I think you do hit that. But I also think there's just people who... It just gives you the perspective of how that we all share this planet, but we all have a different reality. Mm-hmm. Like we all kind of share that we all think we're living in the same reality, but the way people put, the way their ethics are, the way that their beliefs are, the way that their life experiences have brought them into a perspective or lack of.
Yeah.
We're all sharing this planet, but we all see the world different. And it's interesting to me that like your grandpa's world was his friends and no one has smartphone. And like that was the world, everything he experienced up until that. But we live in a world that sounds terrible. Like when I told Chandler about our movie Unplugged, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah, it's like a weekend where no one has any cell phones or internet. And he goes, so it's a horror film? And, but that's how I see it. I don't even know anymore how... Like, oh my God.
I know. But we're also more open-minded to it because we grew up with technology. Like in the sense of looking at someone like my grandpa, he never had technology.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably really interesting and different too. We're now more open-minded because we grew up with it. So I can imagine when we're 95, we're going to want to still learn. But things will be very different by then.
Well, because there's innovation every day.
Yes.
Where I think in his lifetime, they had a few huge innovations. Sure. But it wasn't as like right now, we're hitting this like huge slope up. Of,
yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Like now we're like, oh, yeah, augmented reality glasses. Yeah. Yeah. Can't wait.
Alexa can't play my song.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's crazy.
But that's what we're used to.
Hey, different times. Okay, so if you're down, tonight we'll pick a Disney original movie from Disney Plus, and I'll pick some of my favorites, and out of those favorites, you get to choose the one that we will watch tonight, and on the next podcast, you'll review it.
Okay.
You down?
I'm down.
I know we have a busy day. We got to do some TikTok vids. You're going to help me shoot some pics for some deals coming up, and then we'll do Disney Plus tonight. Oh, I was going to say I have to take you to dinner, but you actually didn't really guess it.
No, but maybe we can slip a dinner in here. Let me just see if I have a late call time tomorrow or early.
Ooh.
And by the way, for everyone out there, if you happen to be listening on iTunes, be sure to subscribe. If you're watching here on YouTube, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of our future episodes coming up. And if you want to drop us a like on the video, that would be awesome.
Smash that like.
Smash that like button. We can't steal Cousin Graham's signature, but it does work.
It works.
There's a lot of times I watch YouTube videos and I'm like, oh my God, I like it, but you forget to like because you're like, oh, I love, you know. But the likes and subscribes really go a long way. I haven't got an email yet, which makes me think it's going to be a late call time. So we might be able to sleep into like 8 rather than 6. 7:30 is actually my favorite time.
7:30 is my favorite.
11:30, if you can get to bed at 11:30 and wake up at 7:30, it's like the dream. Thing
schedule.
Here, but we'll see. But thanks everyone for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
Bye.